It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. Wildcats Basketball is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milam Real Estate.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Joe Newcomb in the lobby of the United Fidelity Bank in downtown Mount Vernon. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. Coach, did you have a good practice tonight?
Yeah, it was kind of light tonight. We had a youth tournament this weekend, so the kids are up helping a lot this weekend at that, and still a lot of shooting tonight.
Yeah, and you got an odd week with a Thursday game coming up.
Yeah, girls' section week is always that Thursday, and then some teams obviously play Saturday afternoon, then two around the sectional championship night. But Thursday night home against Princeton, and it just kind of adjusts your week accordingly. But
sure. Yeah, it's nothing you haven't gone through every year previously. Tell you, I've been so impressed with you. You've got your team is the walking wounded, and I mean going even back to over in Carmi.
Southridge, really.
Well, Southridge.
Clower, Forest Park. We're missing Clower, Forest Park, and Southridge.
Yeah, and then moving through that week in Carmi, the Fairfield game in particular, Meyer Robb goes down about, 4 minutes into the fourth quarter in a nip-and-tuck game. That's a big blow to lose and then to go into overtime. But and with Clower's finger and Brady's nose, everybody stepped up and did everything they could. Then you come forward and, played toe-to-toe with North Posey and kind of had them all but beat, and then, things didn't close out. And then the question I have is, believe it or not, I was leading up to a question. The Tell City game, this team, your team has been so close in so many games and have seen the victory slip away at the end. And I'm wondering, in the Tell City game, you led wire to wire till they took a one-point lead about 4 minutes into the fourth quarter. How was it mentally for your team? Did they think, oh, no, here it goes again? But they rallied. They had a chance to fold, and they didn't. They sucked it up and made all the plays and brought it home.
I think the toughest thing is when you've gotten beat the way we have several times this year at the buzzer, it's just the emotional part, you feel like you're in a position to win, and you go back, Heritage Hills, North Posey, Fairfield hit a buzzer beater, sent to overtime, and then obviously Wednesday night up there as well. It takes a toll on you emotionally, and I'm an adult, and it takes a major toll on me emotionally, in terms of the letdown of not being able to get the job done. And I know the kids feel that at times too, and it's difficult sometimes to get yourself back up off the mat, especially when it's an emotional one like it was Wednesday night up at their place, where honestly we shoot 26% from the field, miss 10 free throws, and you're up 3 with 10 seconds left. You feel like, man, like you did some really good things to be in a position to win the ball game. And we just didn't. And it does. It takes a toll on you. But I think Friday was one of those games where it didn't matter how it got done. It just had to get done. Yeah. A testament to the kids, because didn't play all that well. You also were beat up. We were really worn out. That was the sixth game in a 10-day span with having that makeup game with North Posey. After Carmi, we always take Monday off and didn't get to it with the off day. Or with the makeup game. So that was a busy week for us. And proud of the kids finding a way to get it done, I thought it was important just to find a way to win on Friday and get the weekend off, in terms of not having practice and today having a shorter practice. I think it was just really important for us. We're going through a lot of sickness right now. Both the JV and varsity have guys out right now sick with a multitude of different things going on. Really proud of finding a way to get it done on Friday, especially like you said, they take a lead with 4 minutes to go, having lost like that several different times. I thought we came down and answered. We got a stop. It wasn't a pretty stop. They missed an easy one around the bucket, but we get a stop. And then with 2.5 minutes left, we're able to take about 90 seconds off the clock, and they have to foul then 3 times before we're in the bonus. And I thought that was real key for us in terms of being able to just shrink it there and hang on to the basketball, make them come out and foul. And then we made just enough free throws then to kind of stretch it out to get a two-possession game. But a really important one to get, and I thought the kids did a good job of just finding a way that night.
Absolutely. And I thought each kid that came in contributed what you could ask for. And the one I look at, and I don't mean to sound negative, but Reese Harshbarger, he's basically still a JV player, but the defensive switching, you guys were switching extremely well. Now, I understand the varsity guys, because they do it with each other all the time. He went in, never missed a beat. He was really good defensively.
Reese is right there, and Reese has done a good job when he's been called upon. I thought he had some really good minutes for us. I think he played 12 or 14 minutes on Friday night, and I thought he was good defensively. I thought he crashed the glass hard. I mean, people look, and he had scored a point, but you know, I thought he impacted the game and had a positive impact off the bench. I thought Ryder Stodgrass had a positive impact off the bench, and those two played together the first half for a 4 or 5 minute stretch. I thought we played well. Ryder had a bucket in the third quarter that was big off of a drive. Thought he crashed a glass hard, and I thought Jack Campbell off the bench was really good as well. You know, he had a three and then kind of a drive, tough finish in the second half around the rim that was a key play, and I thought he was really good again off the bench for us. And if we can keep getting solid minutes off the bench, it only helps us. You know, if we can play eight on a nightly basis, depth will obviously, that'll help us.
Absolutely, and that Campbell was the other one I was going to bring up. That drive for him, normally he'd settle for the 3-point shot, but the drive was there. I didn't realize how quick the Tell City guy closed on him right at the end, and it was a tough finish, but that was a very key play. He had another, I showed him with 2 rebounds, but one of them was extremely important. I don't remember the circumstances. I just remember at the time thinking that was key.
I think that was the miss late in the game, if I'm not mistaken. I might have been off the miss late in the game where we had just taken the lead. When Jack had a rebound then, but you're right. I thought he had a really nice night off the bench for us.
Is he by any chance real close to being a straight A student?
Yeah, Jack. You can't speak highly enough of Jack. You know, he's a 4.0 and number one in his class going into engineering at Purdue. He is the elite of the elite in terms of between the years, and just a great kid. Great kid.
Yeah, I had a very brief conversation with him after the game. I just thought, you can just tell.
He's awesome. You know, I said something today at school, like, you can't have enough Jack Campbells. You know, he shows up, does what he's supposed to the best of his ability every single day. On the basketball court, the baseball field, the classroom, whatever it is, he's top notch.
And, you know, you've got a lot of really good shooting forms on your team, but his is just another cut above. That is just...
It's impeccable.
That's just pretty. That's just really pretty. I was going to say, you know, you were talking about Harshbarger. He had what I would call a Logan Dutkiewicz game. Logan would have nothing on the stat sheet, but he played a fantastic game all over the place, and those are the contributions that Harshbarger gave. But anyway, the entire team, I thought the defense was just really, for the most part, outstanding. I'm sure as a coach you can pick it apart here and there, but
I thought we were pretty good. I think our defense has gotten better for stretches. The fourth quarter there, I thought we struggled to contain the basketball. They went on that little – we go up 7, they go on an 8-0 run basically in a 2-minute stretch where we just didn't contain the basketball. And that's a concentration thing, and it's a want-to. And I think we have the ability all the time. There's times where we lose concentration of taking away strong hands or giving up our chest and not having much size. That really hurts you. You know, when you give up your chest and people are able to get hips by you, it's a problem for us. And if we are able to contain dribble penetration and make people go east and west on a consistent basis, we're pretty successful on that end. But it's got to be for 32 minutes, and that's really the thing that's kind of been elusive for us is putting together – 32 good minutes. You know, I think we're close at times, and there's just a stretch here or there that we've got to continue to get cleaned up, and that's the goal. You know, we just talked about it at the end of practice tonight. Like, we want to be playing our best basketball in 4 weeks, and each day here, we got to keep working to that and keep getting a little better each day.
Absolutely. And with that, we will take a quick break, and we'll be right back. But you're listening to 106.7 FM WMVI.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. At Auto Car Trader, we offer fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Stop by this week and check out the vehicle of the week, a 2019 Toyota Camry LE. This unit comes with heated seats, tinted windows, and great gas mileage. 29 miles per gallon in the city and 41 on the highway. It's priced at just $16,990. Come give it a test drive today. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with the trade. And financing available for all credit situations. Visit us at Auto Car Trader today at 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon and online at actpreowned.com.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This week at Bud's Hardware, it's time to get ready to fire up the grill. Stop in this week for Bear Mountain Grill Pellets. They come in 20-pound bags for $7.99. Get them in these great flavors: cherry, apple, mesquite, hickory, maple, and gourmet. It's waiting for you at Bud's Hardware. Open 7 until 5 Monday through Friday and 8 until 5 on Saturday. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware, 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon.
Nebraska. Man, that's incredible three-point shooting. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Joe Newcomb. You're on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. We kind of covered the North Posey game and the Tell City game, and really, I'm just the progress that your team has made, and, you know, you're the walking wounded, and yet they're still finding ways to compete, you know, toe-to-toe to North Posey, and then Tell City, when they had the opportunity to fold, and they didn't, and they made really strong, tough plays down the stretch, hit free throws more dependably down the stretch than they had maybe in some earlier games, and then helped them seal the win. You said you had a middle school tournament this weekend?
Oh, we had a third through eighth grade tournament this weekend, our fourth year in a row doing that, and that's a big deal for us. We had 50 teams, right around 50 teams again this year. And Saturday, Sunday, basically from 8 a.m. to 7, 8 o'clock at night, and all five gyms are going, and it's a really good thing for our program. Highlight our facilities, opportunity for all of our kids to play at our school and represent Mount Vernon. Really, really cool. Our eighth grade had won the PAC tournament on Saturday, which is a huge accomplishment, and a huge congratulations to all those guys. We're going to honor those guys Friday night at our Boonville game the following week. But a huge congrats to them. And then just having the opportunity to host that this weekend was really a great benefit for our program. You know, it allows us to do a lot of things and give back to our kids. And that's the whole idea of us doing it is like buy jerseys for all of our kids, backpacks for all of our kids that are a part of the program. And really just try to take as much cost off of families that we can in terms of anyone that's involved in our program, K through 12 as far as buying equipment, but third grade on up, and second grade this year we had a travel team as well. So second grade on up in terms of paying for travel tournaments, all those things. So a really cool thing for us, and it's awesome to get to do.
And it goes a long way toward building your pipeline. I mean, that's the main... That's the underlying goal. I mean, yeah, financially is wonderful too, but building that pipeline so you get consistency throughout.
And that is what it's all about, you know, is trying to stack classes in terms of not only talent but numbers back to back, and not have those years where you don't have very many kids in a class. And right now our numbers are great, and very appreciative of all the kids who have been a part of it, and all the parents and coaches and volunteers that allow us to continue to grow our program. You know, that when we started 6 years ago, that was the number one want and goal of people in the community, was trying to build a basketball program and build a cohesive program from the ground up, and that's what we've tried to do. Obviously, there's so much that we want to continue to do and improve upon, but where it was and where it's at now, I think, is drastically different. And hopefully where it is now and where it is 6 years from now continues to be drastically different. Mm-hmm. So I'm just very appreciative of everybody that allows us to do that, because it doesn't happen with one or two people. You know, the concession stands, the gate, the putting officials together, finding teams, all of the setup, teardown. It's long 2 days and hours before that, but a huge deal for us in terms of helping continue to build our program.
Absolutely. It sounds like it was a great success. I have one specific question to ask. I understand there's another Clowers on the way, scored well over 20 points in their final game on the other day, the middle school championship or whatever.
Yeah, Camden.
Does he know the family legacy of defense? Is
he
going to carry that
he'll
on?
He'll be just fine in that regard,
okay,
too. Camden's a really good player, and in the eighth grade classes, there's a lot of kids who have a lot of opportunity to be very good players down the road for us. So, yeah, Camden's going to have to live up to that as well in terms of the defensive side, too. So, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I don't care who scores the points. I'd just soon win the game 2-0. But as long as we can play defense, that's the thing. That's why I had to ask that. But we'll... before we talk about Princeton, we'll go ahead and take our last break and send it back to the studio. You're listening to 106.7 FM WMVI.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty, authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
It's truck month at Expressway Jeep. We have a huge selection of fresh off-lease Ram trucks. like a 22 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,555, or a 22 Ram Bighorn 4x4 for only $34,775, or a 21 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,675. Big selection, all sale price, you will save thousands during Truck Month at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Excludes previous offers. See dealer for details.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? Le Mans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The Le Mans staff is friendly and they know their products. Le Mans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at Le Mans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
Well, you're inching that up. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the final installment of the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Joe Newcomb in the lobby of the United Fidelity Bank here in downtown Mount Vernon. You're on 106.7 FM WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. We've got a Thursday night game with Princeton coming to town, and they are back, as it were. I mean, they're
really good. You know, Coach Brown has done a good job with them. Return almost everybody from last year other than the two twins. Size, length, athleticism, they present issues, and you've got to do a really good job of dictating pace with them and trying to make them play at your speed. You know, I think if you pick somebody in terms of who they remind you of, it's kind of the Coach Burkhart bossy teams that when they were really into you and getting up and down. And you've got to do a good job of taking care of the basketball in terms of not allowing them to get live ball turnovers and in the easy ones. If you can eliminate those and make them play in the half court by not turning the basketball over, you give yourself a chance. You know, and I was just looking through some things today as we start working on scouting report, different things, and the winning in their 17 games, the winning score, and their 51 or below, they're 6-1, and the average margin of victory is 6 points. If the winning score is 52 or above, they're 10-0, and average margin's 23 points. So obviously, that tells you how they want to play.
Yep.
Tells you they're really good at that way, and we've got to do a good job of making them play the way we want to on Thursday night.
You're gonna need. Typically, your offense, you can run longer possessions, but the main thing would be making them have longer possessions.
Sure. You know, and I think there's some things we can do defensively in terms of trying to slow them down in the half court, but you can't do that if you turn the basketball over. So it all begins with taking care of the basketball against them and knowing what we want offensively. You know, you can't get into the we're going to take first availables, we're going to take quick shots off of one and no passes because for 32 minutes, that ends up allowing them to stretch things out. You know, I went over and watched them play at Boonville last Tuesday, and it's 19-18 or 18-17 in the first quarter. And, yeah, it's close at the end of the first quarter, but are you able to sustain that for 32 minutes because that's the way they want to play? And it ends up being 20 or so by the end of the night. And so our goal is just to, again, take care of the basketball. And not that we don't want to push when we have numbers and things like that. You just got to be smart when you do those things. And then make them play in the half court offensively to where they have to take some time in order to score the ball.
What's their size? Don't they have one kid that's
The Holmes kid who's averaging 16 or 17, he's about 6'7", and he can post you up, but he's kind of a face-up type hybrid post player who can shoot it from a little bit on the perimeter, has a nice little 1-2 bounce like floater game, and you got to keep him off the glass. He's one of those guys that kind of gets into the paint and maybe not a great finisher, but he's really good at going and getting his misses and then finishing at the rim. So we got to do a good job of limiting those guys to one, keep those guys in front of us and make them shoot over us. Obviously the Jenkins kid who started for 4 years who can really shoot it, and they got another kid off the bench, the Coomer kid. He can really shoot it as well. And then they just have some athletes who, if you make them shoot contested shots and not let them beat you off the bounce, you can be successful with them. But if you let them get you beat off the bounce and get to the rim all night, then they're going to make up for a long night. So we've got to do a good job of being smart, understand who we're guarding in terms of on closeouts and different things like that, so that we take away strengths. You know, I talked about like Price is a really good athlete, maybe not a great shooter from the perimeter, but if you let him go by you on the bounce, he can go finish elbow above the rim. You know, he's had some highlight dunks throughout the year, and you got to take away what he does well by having a short closeout and making him shoot jump shots. You can't let him get to live ball turnovers because he goes and finishes at the rim. The Die House kid, you got to keep him off the glass. Just things about them that they really fit well together because each of them brings something they do well, and it fits, and you got to take away that strength.
Sounds like they pay attention to detail, and they accentuate their strengths that they have individually.
They're just really good athletes, you know, and there's multiple guys that have played for 2 and 3 years for them, and we just got to do a good job of, like I said, understanding what we want to do defensively and understanding who you're guarding, and then take care of the basketball and get good shots on the other end.
You've had a good string of games where your defense seems to be helping each other more and more, you know, in man-to-man or switching, some double-teaming, things like that. I would think that would be really important against a team like Princeton.
Well, I think we've got it boils down to, you got to take Jenkins away from the 3-point line because he's a guy that can get really hot, you know, and we've seen that in years past where he's gone off. Defensively, I think you got to contain penetration. I think that's something that really fuels them and allows them to be really good, is when they're able to beat people off the bounce, they get you into kind of chase mode, and then all of a sudden you got athletes running around and getting to the rim, or you're in a rotation situation where you're unable to box out, just things like that. If you can keep people in front of you, that on the defensive end, whether it be man or zone, it gives yourself a chance throughout, and you just got to finish then with rebounding, you know, and I think that's something that has plagued us at times. You know, you go back to like the Southridge game, I thought we were outstanding defensively throughout the entire game, and we were unable to finish enough possessions defensively with rebounds. And Princeton's going to come down to that as well. Can we finish possessions and get rebounds on a consistent basis and hold them to being one and done?
Yeah, that's one of the things that you're leading right up to what I was going to ask. Your guards seem to rebound very, very well. As a matter of fact, Meyer Robb, we had him as a double-double against North Posey.
Yeah, he had what? Something. I know he had 10 rebounds. So what,
15 and 10.
And that's something that we've got to continue to get better at. You know, there's no secret we don't have the biggest guards in the world, but they've got to go and help us rebound. And sometimes we get caught where we want to go and try to just go get the ball. And when you're 5'10", 6 foot, you've got to hit before you go get. And when we do that, we are able to rebound. But it's got to be a consistent thing. And when you're playing the best, and Princeton's arguably the best around right down here, you've got to do it for 32 minutes. And you can't have slip-ups in terms of, I forgot to box out. Because if you do, the good ones make you pay. And you've got to eliminate those situations the best you can. And hopefully we're able to do that. But I know the kids will be excited for the challenge. You know, a home game against a really good team. And we've been in some close ones against some good teams down here, or down the stretch at different times. And hopefully we're able to get ready to go on Thursday and give ourselves a shot down the stretch to win again.
Absolutely, and I hope your players continue to heal and get better day by day. I know that's a tough thing, and it's something, it's a part of it, but you seem to be snake bitten this year, but
that is part of it. But I think the thing I like about our kids is they come to work every day, you know, and it's not an excuse. It is what it is. And bottom line is we need to be healthy when it matters in March, and just keep getting better, keep getting healthier each day, and we'll see what it brings here in a few weeks.
Okay, Thursday, 7:30. Tips.
Yes, six and seven thirty on Thursday, and just. Huge thank you Friday night. I thought we had a great crowd and really appreciate the support. And also be amiss not to wish the girls basketball team good luck on Friday. They got the bye in the sectional. And then a huge congratulations to our wrestlers this past weekend. I think we got 9 out from the sectional going on to regional this weekend. So huge congratulations to Coach Bethel and his group. And wish all those guys the best this week.
Fantastic, and we will be on hand Thursday night right here, go on the air probably 7:15-ish, and wish you best of luck, and we will hope to have a really good one on Thursday.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time, and we'll say good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcats basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate. Stay up to date with Mount Vernon Sports on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI.